Today's scripture reading is from Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 7 and 11 through 18.
今天我们读的经文在罗马书的第一章第一到第七节和第十一节到第十八节。
We'll read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我先用英文用啟應的方式來讀，然後用廣東話來讀。
Romans 6:1. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound?
By no means. How can we, who died to sin, still live?
Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
We were buried before by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life.
For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his.
We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought into it, so that we may belong with his life.
For one who has died has been set free from sin.
So you also must consider yourself died to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions.
Do not present your body to sin as instrument for unrighteousness, but present yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and
for sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace.
What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means.
Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? Let us read. Oh, sorry, one more.
But thanks to God that you who are once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard to which you are committed.
Let's read verse 18 together. And having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness.
罗马书第六章第一节，写样。 怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典，恩典显多吗？我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？岂不知我们这就使归入基督耶稣的人，是受死归入他的死吗？归入死和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一句一动有新增的样式。 像基督藉着父的荣耀同死里复活一样，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，只在生灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人就脱离了罪。 这样你们向在亚当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。所以不要用罪在你们必死的身上做王，使你们顺从身子的之肉，要将你们的肢体献以罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神。 定将肢体做义的献给神。罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。这却什么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁，就做谁的奴仆吗？ 或做罪的奴仆，以至于死；或做顺命的奴仆，以至于成义。感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆， 現今卻盡真理盡服了阻斷給你們道理的冒犯。一齊讀十八節。你們既同罪了得了釋放，就做了義的奴仆。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
願神祝福讀嘅同埋聽佢話語嘅人。
Children may now be quietly dismissed for children's worship.
兒童可以靜靜嘅落去下邊嘅兒童崇拜。
Pastor Wilson's sermon today is titled "Perfect Freedom."
田牧師今日傳講嘅信息係完美自由。
If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, that faith that you have actually changes you.
如果你一个跟随耶稣基督嘅人，你对佢嘅信吓会改变咗你。
And so, what is the process in which the change in you really happens?
咁究竟喺你嘅内心里边有一个经历咗点样样嘅过程咧
？If you need to see changes in your life, and I would.Say, and can't speak for you, but I would say all of us do. How does that flow out of belief in Jesus the Christ?
怎样令到这个信去进入到耶稣基督的里面呢?
You see, that's what Romans chapter 6 through 8 is about. That's what Paul, the Apostle Paul, is addressing.
这个就是保罗在罗马书第六到第八章里面所讲的东西。
And if you're familiar with this letter to the Roman Christians, what Paul's doing in detail is he's laying out for us how faith in Jesus Christ concretely leads to change in a person's life.
咁喺呢个第六到第八章，好实在嘅话俾我哋听，呢个嘅改变系点样样发生。
And he explains so eloquently, so fully here, what the process consists of.
咁究竟呢个嘅过程里边包括有啲咩嘢咧
？And if you're familiar with the New Testament, he says the same thing in a pithier way in Colossians chapter 3.
咁喺呢个嘅哥罗西书第三章，佢同样话咗俾我哋听。
Paul's teaching about the gospel.
保罗讲到呢个嘅福音。
In chapters 1 through 5 of the letter to the Romans, he lays out for you in detail the gospel.
他将这个的保罗在罗马书第一到第五章里面很详细告诉我们福音是怎样。
And if you've been in our Sunday school class, you know, because we've been looking at it over several months, the gospel has a theme that's unique.Unique to all the world's religions and philosophies.
而呢个嘅福音系一个好独特嘅一个嘅题目，一个嘅主题系可以面对世界上边每一种嘅宗教。
And somebody smarter than me put it this way: salvation is received; it's not achieved.
佢话呢个嘅救恩系我哋接受，唔系靠我自己去得到嘅。
It's received.
是我们接受我们拿回来的。
Not on the basis of your merit or your goodness.
不是在乎你的好处，也不是在乎你的好行为。
It's not in anything in you at all.
也不是有是你身上你里面任何的一样的东西。
And in contrast to all the other world religions and philosophies, that's a radical truth.
跟这个世界上面每一种的宗教是極度的不同。
Now, because many of you have been in Sunday school, so you know about Romans 1 through 5, a question arises then when one first hears in detail the gospel truths.
当你一听到了这个福音的真理的事实的时候，
If
如果
salvation is by grace alone through faith,
如果是凭信去这个恩典去得救的时候，如果是这样讲的话，
and if it has nothing to do with how you live, why not live any way you want?
那如果跟你的生活没有关系的时候，是不是就是说我喜欢怎样过我的生活都可以呢？
Have you ever thought about that? Why would you want to change?
那个问题是说，为什么我要变呢？
Why would this kind of message, the good news, gospel of Jesus Christ, change you at all?
咁呢个嘅福音改变你有咩嘅重要，有咩嘅关系喺度咧？
It seems to me somebody might say this message would just leave you exactly the way you are.
咁有啲人會話，聽完咗呢個信息之後，我根本可以繼續維持住我一直嘅生活。
Well, that's what Paul does. He answers your question.
喺呢度，保羅就去回答緊你嘅問題。
If you understand the gospel of Jesus Christ, why would you change?
你去明白咗呢個嘅福音嘅時候，點解你要去變呢？
How do you change?
你點樣樣去變呢？
And why would you even want to change?
或者你究竟點解會想去變呢？
Three crucial principles you get out of the text, Romans chapter 6. That's what we'll be looking at today.
咁喺羅馬書第六章，我今日會睇到，會講個三個主要嘅嘅理論出嚟。
Three crucial keys to real, profound life change.
三個好重要嘅元素，令你有呢個真實極大生活上嘅轉變。
First, you have to recognize who.In your life, do you obey?
第一，你要去承认，知道究竟你喺你嘅人生里边，你听边一个嘅说话咧？
In other words, are you under the control of God or yourself?
究竟你系听你自己话，亦或听神嘅说话咧？
Jesus said in Matthew 6:24a, "No one can serve two masters."
在马太福音第六章廿四节话，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
To refuse to allow God be the master of your life is to choose slavery to sin。
咁当你去拒绝咗神嘅时候，即话你去接受呢个罪成为佢嘅奴仆。
Do you see the first point? You need to understand yourself.
第一件事你要知道就话你要明白你自己系边一个。
And so you must ask yourself this morning, honestly, who in your life do you obey?
咁你要今日你要问你自己一个问题，究竟今日你听边一个嘅说话咧
？Teddy, slide three. Secondly, you have to realize the depth of the truth that comes out in Romans chapter 6. You Christian.Are united to Jesus Christ.
咁第二樣嘢就話你要去明白到你今日係與基督聯合呢個嘅真理同埋內裏嘅意義。
And third, the third crucial principle is this: you have to live daily out of your new identity as a Christian in.Jesus Christ. Live it out daily.
第三就是你每一日在耶稣基督里去过一个新的生活。
Okay, so recognize, understand the shape of your spiritual slavery, who do you obey?
承认你听究竟哪一个的说话，你是不是这个罪的奴仆。
Realize the breadth, the scope of the union you have with Jesus Christ.
第二就话你同神联合这个嘅意义个深度喺边一度。
And thirdly, live daily out of your new identity.
第三就话你今日有一个新嘅身份嘅时候，你每一日都咁样样过你嘅新嘅生活。
So let's look at those three things. First, recognize your spiritual slavery or who in your life now.
咁第一就你今日喺你嘅生活上边，你听边一个嘅说话咧
？Teddy, if you don't mind, shine up verses 15 and 16 again. Again, it's so important for a preacher to point you to the Word of God. Let the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God pierce your heart.
咁去容让呢个神嘅话语去净化你嘅心。
You have to see that.See, when you discover a truth in the Bible yourself,
当你发现有一个新的真理的时候
it's so much better. It sticks to you rather than some talking head up here talking and saying it to you.
去真的去明白去理解里面讲什么说话
Verses 56, Paul says, What shall we sin that grace may abound? We're not under law, but under grace.
第十四節他說罪必不能做你的你們的主，因為你們不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
By the way, I read that from the New International Version. The reason why you see, I have a different version up here, and I'm reading a different version down here, is because to really get things from the Word of God, you need multiple translations.
有時你想明白聖經的真理的時候，可能你都需要看下不同聖經的版本來作為一個比較。
You need to look at multiple translations so you can see, how come the translator is struggling here? Because again, it is a translation.
我知道每一個都是一個譯本，有譯本裏面翻譯的人，有不同的體會，有這個的意義，用字也都不同。
Because you're mining for gold, mining for truth.You need to get to the bottom of it.
你想去真係明白呢個真理嘅時候，你會盡力去尋找每一個嘅版本。
So, what does Paul say? No! And then he says in verse 16, don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness.
在第十六節他說，豈不曉得你們獻上自己做奴仆，順從誰就做誰的奴仆嗎？或做罪的奴仆以至於死，或做順命的奴仆以至成義。
Now you see the first half of verse 16?
你看不到第十六節的上半部呢？
That's hard for us today to understand. It wasn't hard for them back then in the first century, the original readers.
對於我們今日21世紀的人去明白是難過當日在第一世紀的人。
And let me ask you then, why is that hard for us 2018 types people, right? The year 2018, why is it tough for us to understand verse 16a?
為什麼對我們今日的人來說要去明白這個第十六節的上半部是這麼難呢？
It's because our understanding of slaveryis tainted with New World slavery, 18th century slavery.
因為我們今天去看奴僕這件事是受到這個的18世紀這個的奴隸制度的影響。
So he's a socialist teacher. He teaches American, you teach American history?
Global.
Yeah, American history? No.
Last year.
Last year. Okay, American history, right? So yes. he can tell you, New World slavery, you know, they teach that all the time in school.
咁好，我今日學校裏邊會教到呢個嘅奴隸制度。
Our understanding of slavery is tainted with New World slavery。
因為今日我哋去睇奴隸呢樣嘢嘅時候，受到呢個新世界奴隸制度嘅影響。
New World slavery is race-based, right? It's race-based. It's for life。
因為我明白嘅奴隸制度係基於呢個嘅種族呢個膚色。去影響。
Again, to understand verse 16, you got to go back to the first century, bond servant slavery, not New World slavery.
因為你去明白第十六節嘅時候，你會明白到係當日第一世紀嘅奴隸嘅制度，唔係呢個新世界嘅奴隸嘅制度。
And that's why when you read the Bible, you need to know about the history and culture of that time.
咁你要明白到當時嗰個世界佢哋嘅文化係點樣。
Otherwise, you're gonna think all kind of crazy things when you try to interpret the Bible.
咁因為基於你嘅認知，咁你對呢個聖經有好多唔同嘅體會。
In the first century, in Paul's day and age, at that part of the world, bond service or slavery occurred if you're facing a lifelong debt.
咁你好多時候喺第一世紀嘅時候，因為你有住負住好多債嘅時候，會令到你自己賣身去做奴隸。
And you had the option.
你有一個選擇。
You can sell yourself to a particular person for a period of 5 to 10 years in order to work off the debt.
你可以將你自己去賣俾人哋，賣5 to 7 years去還債或者將自己賣咗去。
You see, if you didn't do that, then you'd be in debt for a lifetime.
咁如果你唔係咁做嘅時候，你做嘅工作賠還唔到呢個錢嘅時候，咁你成世就去做奴隸。
So first century, Paul's day, that type of slavery is a paying off an enormous debt, bond servanthood.
所以第一世紀的奴隸或多或少是說你去為了還債的原因自己賣身為奴那一種的奴隸。
OK, so you got that? Verse 16, as we try to understand it, it's bond servanthood, paying off a debt, selling yourself 5 to 10 years to a person to pay off the debt.
是一個的古老將自己去賣豬仔賣幾年去還債的一種的奴隸。
And Paul says the problem is,
問題是,
on the one hand, you're getting something, of course, what? Getting rid of the debt.
咁你其實話，換句話嚟講，你雖然係做奴隸，但你都會攞翻一樣嘢，就話你嘅債慢慢嘅減少。
But at the same time, what's the problem for you then? You now have a master.
咁個，但係另一方面喺你嘅上邊，今日你有一個嘅主人。
You know what that means to have a master?
咩叫做有一個嘅主人咧
？A lord，
一個嘅主咧。
Come on, think.
你想想
That person has control over you.
这个人是完全的可以控制了你
Right, you're no longer someone who can just go here and there, right? You're under control.
你今天不再是说随得你自己去哪里就去哪里
Now that wasn't that surprising to first century readers.
對於第一世紀的人來說，他看到這件事，他覺得很奇怪。
But it's surprising to us. And then Paul proceeds in the second part of verse 16, and he connects it to the spiritual realm. This bond servanthood to the spiritual realm. That's what he's doing.
咁而保羅就將呢一個嘅概念去同呢個第十六節嘅下半部講到話，我哋成為咗罪嘅奴僕去做一個嘅掛鈎。
Do you see what Paul's saying? Don't you realize there are only two categories of people in the world? That's what Paul's saying.
他说你明白吗？到世界上面只有两种不同的人呢？
There's nothing in the middle.
没有人在个中间那里的。
There are people here, on the one hand, who obey God. Absolute, unconditional service to God.Slaves to righteousness.
佢有啲人系佢哋系义嘅奴仆，佢哋嘅心完全系向住呢个嘅主。
And on the other hand,
但另一方面
，there are people who are spiritual slaves to something else.
但另一方面，有啲人喺个灵里边系成为咗某一啲嘢嘅奴仆。
He spells that out clearly in verses 15 and 16. He says there's no third category.
佢冇第三样噶啦。
There's nothing in the middle.
冇嘢喺呢個中間。
There's no alternative except these two。
佢亦都冇其他除咗呢兩樣嘢之外，冇其他嘅呢個嘅一種嘅人。
And Paul's not just inventing this. This is the first commandment in the Old Testament。
呢保羅唔係去製造一樣嘢出嚟，而呢樣嘢係從呢個嘅十戒裏邊第一戒裏邊咁講。
Okay, kids, what's the first commandment?
咩叫做十戒啊？第一戒系咩咧
？That you learned make your Sunday school teacher proud today.
希望如果讲出嚟，你个主学嘅老师会开心。
Raise that hand. I'll even include 20 something people. Raise your hand.
Josiah, you're very happy. He know the answer.
Okay, what's the answer then? The peanut gallery back there. What's the answer? Hey, you guys who are on, you know, who sometimes are on your phones are back there.
後邊有人用緊電話喎。
That's why Ken's back there, right? He keeps an eye on you. He's checking you out, man. He's taking pictures of you back there.
鄭敬輝就應該後邊咧，及住啲細路等佢哋唔使用電話。
Come on, what's the first commandment?
第一戒係咩啊
？Right, I am the Lord your God. I must be your God, right? Don't make anything else your God, right?
佢話除我以外不可有別的神。
Notice first count.Commandment only says there are two categories. Only two categories.
他这里讲到说只有两种不同的人。
On the one hand, you either make God God,
你是当神是一个是神
or you make something else God. That's
category two. 或者你将另一样东西变成你内心里面的神。
Is he, as Ten Commandments are given to you, is there a third category?
有没有第三种呢?
No.
冇了
Only two, right?
只有两种
There's no alternative. God is God, and you obey Him.
一系你就当神系一个神，你听佢嘅说话
Or you have another God that you're following.
或者你自己去做咗另一個神出嚟，你去跟隨佢。
You must, if you don't worship the true God, you must be worshiping something else.
但如果你唔係嘅時候，你今日係揾緊一樣嘢，對佢喺度膜拜。
Even it's a small g God, well, you think it's not really a God, it's got you. It's got you. You're living your life for that.
就算今日好似好多人啊，将呢个英文字母神呢个字，你冇写呢个大街啊，作为呢个小街啊，可能你觉得呢啲系啊渣渣嘅神，但系今日亦都有好多人将呢啲神当为系佢自己心里边嘅神。
What are you living for today? Everybody lives for something.
我每一个人今日你究竟为乜嘢嘢你去生活咧
？To live for something means everybody has something.That is the main way you get significance, that you get security in your life.
今日每一个人都揾紧一啲嘢，揾紧啲方法，令你觉得呢个世界上边你系重要，或者你有呢个嘅安全感。
It's the main way you feel valuable.
你觉得你有呢个嘅价值喺里边。
And when you have that something or that someone, you have it together. You have life.
你因為你覺得你有咗呢一樣嘢，或者你有呢個人嘅時候，你嘅人生就好似係有齊曬每一樣嘢。
Something, do you see that? Something is the main way in which you live life now.
呢一啲嘢就係令到你去為佢今日而活嘅。
And regardless of what your doctrinal beliefs are about religion and so on, something right now that you're doing, you are living.For something.
今日你嘅存在，你嘅生活系为到呢一啲嘢而去活。
Something is that is what you want. You think you need to get your significance, your identity in life, your security.
你系要靠过呢一样嘢去揾到你嘅价值，揾到你嘅身份，揾到你系边一个。
It could be a career. It could be the happy family. It could be some type of achievement.
无论是你的成就、你的家人或者你的职业。
It could be personal independence or the need to have people depend on you.
无论是说你是得到你个人的自由或者令到你周遭的人去需要你、去依赖你。
It could mean you have power and influence over others.
或者是你对其他人有的影响力。
Or you could be living for human approval.
或者是你要得到人对你的认可。
It could be a political cause that you're living for.
或者今天你为到一个政治的目的、啊、你今天去生存。
It could be money.
或者是钱。
Romance.
或者是这个的爱情。
Physical attractiveness.
或者是这个肉体上面的一个对人的吸引。
The list is endless. It could be a number of things.
可以是任何的一样东
西。And what Apostle Paul is saying is, you're going to live for that.
他说你是为到这些东西你今天去活。
There is going to be something that basically makes your life feel like, oh, I've got it together, it's meaningful.
当你有了这些东西的时候，你觉得你的人生有意义。
That person, that thing that makes me feel like,Living is worthwhile.
你是令到觉得你的人生，当你有晒呢啲嘢嘅时候，你觉得系有意义。
And that's why Paul saying, "Watch out, watch out."
佢话咁你就要小心啦。
He warns you. He says, "Here's what you don't seem to know."
佢话好似有啲嘢系你唔知道嘅。
Whatever that is, I'm telling you, says Paul, is your spiritual master.
佢话究竟边一个只系你属灵？上面的主人呢?
It's got you. It's enslaved you.
是去攞到你,啊,今天在这里奴役你的呢?
It's controlling you right now.
是今天是控制着你的呢?
And you think it's, you're in control. No, Paul says that thing has you under its thumb.
他说你可能觉得你自己、啊、控制你的生活，其实是这些东西相反控制了你。
And it's doing something for you that you've offered yourself to.
是你将你自己交了去，给了他出来。
You've given yourself to it.
你将你自己给了过去。
You're being controlled by it. It's according to Apostle Paul, your spiritual master.
成为咗你属灵里边嘅主人。
Well, how so?
咁点嘅点样样咧？
Teddy, if you could shine up verse 12 again, let the word of God show you. Let the Holy Spirit and the word show you, convict you.
在第十二节里面他这么说。
Paul says, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires.
他说，所以不要用罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
And Paul's urging you, don't let sin reign in your life.
他说，不要被罪去控制你的生活。
Let me remind you, he's talking to Christians here.
他是同着基督徒讲着这一番的说话。
The letter to the Romans is to Christians.
罗马书是写给罗马的基督徒。
There are spiritual masters.
他们是究竟哪一个是他们属灵上面的主人呢？
And you're going to be a slave to something.
他说你会被一样东西去奴役你。
And whatever you are presently giving yourself to is controlling your life through evil desires.
他说你今天会不会被一些邪恶的欲念控制了你呢？
Now that word evil desires is hard to translate. That's why I've mentioned earlier, when you read the Bible and study it, a certain passage intently, you need to have about 5-6 translations before you.
咁所以我初头讲到就话啊，譬如好似喺呢个情形里边 ，evil desire 呢个字啊，可能你要睇好多个唔同嘅版本嘅圣经啊，至知道边一个系最适合、最切当。
Because that phrase, that word in Greek is hard to translate, and that's the reason why, as you open up the 5 or 6 translations, they're all different, is translators are struggling. They're struggling to say, how can this be said in English?
咁究竟呢兩個字用邊一個英文字去解釋嚇係最好嘅咧？
The Chinese Bible is based on the Old King James. The Old King James translates this lust of the flesh.
咁呢個嘅中文嘅聖經係根據呢個英皇呢個欽定本，佢意思就話係你個肉體嘅情慾。
And by the way, that's not actually not a bad literal translation. It's pretty good.
係一個好好嘅一個嘅翻譯。
But the problem is we're 21st century people.
咁但係今日我係喺21世紀啦。
And so when you mention lust of the flesh, what do you think?
咁今日你諗起嚇肉體嘅一個嘅情慾，究竟你會諗起咩咧？
Because we live in a day and age where we're constantly bombarded, we think of sex, right?
咁你會可能會諗起可能係講到性嘅一樣嘢。
Lust of the flesh, we think of sex. It's not talking about sexuality.
咁但係呢度完全其實同呢個性係冇關係。
It's the word thamia, means desire, drive.
只係純粹講到一個嘅慾望。
But it has a prefix in Koine Greek, epithamia, epithamia.
咁你聽到呢個字啦。
That prefix changes it. It means over desire, over drive.
他说你对一些的东西的欲望是大到一个地步是很重要的。
See, epithemia, it's not talking about bad things.
但他说这件事不是一定是讲一样不好的东
西。Epithemia is talking about good things that become ultimate things.
他说本来是一些可以是很好的东西，但成为了你最终你终极的一个的欲望，你的要求。
And that's how you lose control.
慢慢令你失咗呢个控制。
Because the good things in your life become ultimate things.
咁就话喺你生活上边，本来一样好好嘅嘢，变成你呢个终极最终嘅欲望。
It's what you think you need to be you.
你覺得嗰樣你需要佢可以將你嘅人生去完全成為咗你嘅嗰樣嘢。
You have to have that to get significance and identity.
你需要有呢一樣嘢，要令到你嘅人生係重要。
And therefore, they control you in your life.
所以佢控制咗你嘅生活。
That's what enslavement means.
呢個就係呢個奴隸嘅意思。
So you ready? Let's test this out. Give you 3 tests this morning. 3 tests of your epithymia.
咁你可以今日去做一个好简单嘅实验，究竟你终极嘅欲望系咩咧？
Three tests to discover your inordinate desires.
咁究竟乜嘢只系你最终嘅欲望咧？
That will show you your spiritual masters.
咁佢话咗俾你听，其实你属灵上边你嘅主人系边一个？
Okay, pretty simple. First is anger.
第一呢个嘅愤怒。
If something blocks you from getting something good, we all get angry.
我哋每个人都会发怒。
Right, if something blocks you from getting an ultimate thing, an epithymia thing.
当你有一样嘢去阻碍咗你，令你达唔到呢个欲望嘅时候
，Right, something you've based your life on, you get epi angry.
咁令到你好嬲啦。
That means, hey, watch out, you lose it.
你可能咧开始咧冇咗呢个忍耐啦。
It's a type of anger that you might regret what you say.
可能令到你之後講咗啲嘢，你會後悔嘅。
And you're sort of puzzled afterwards. After you calm down, you say, "Hey, I don't know why I said that."
當你個情緒平定咗，你問啦，頭先我點解會咁樣講嘅
？You know, because you blew up.
因為你嗰一刻你發火啦。
Or you became incredibly bitter.
你變成好呢個嘅怨毒啦。
Here's the test: Are you having trouble forgiving someone?
或者你今日會唔會有呢個嘅問題去原諒一啲人呢
？Because at the root of that，
其實去到尾你個根係
is your spiritual master。
因為嗰樣嘢可能就係你嘅屬靈上邊嘅主宰。
It's controlling you. It's the over desire for something。
因為可能你好想有一樣嘢。你冇嘅時候，都係令到你好憤怒。
And when you realize that, you start to rethink about life.
當你去再睇翻嘅時候，要諗翻究竟你一個人去係點樣樣嘅咧
？And that's what you need to do to start to change, right? Rethink things.
咁於你會有呢個改變。
And here's the second test.
另一個考驗。
Fear.
呢個嘅恐懼。
You see, if something good in your life is threatened.All of us worry.
咁或者可能有好多嘢令你好担心。
But if something ultimate in your life is threatened, you're paralyzed with fear.
咁当有啲嘢你觉得你自己备受威胁嘅时候，你会紧张，令到你被呢个嘅恐惧去控制咗你。
You can't function. It's got you. It's enslaved you.
你完全
You're too anxious. You can't function anymore.
你個人好緊張，好驚，完全好似咧咩都做唔到。
Are you so anxious at times that you can't think straight?
會唔會你有啲嘅日子令你擔心到呢個地步你唔可以諗嘢諗得好啱咧
？Is there something in your life that you're so afraid of that you know it's driving you?
你知唔知？你有冇知道有啲嘢係你今日擔心，令到係其實控制咗你嘅咧
？Paul saying that's because it's your spiritual master。
佢話因為呢樣嘢就成為咗你屬靈嘅主宰。
It's got you. It's directing you. It's controlling you。
其實呢樣嘢喺背後控制咗你。
Here's the third test: sadness。
第三呢個憂愁。
If you lose something good, all of us grieve.
當你唔見咗一樣嘢，冇咗一樣嘢嘅時候，每一個人都好憂傷。
Right, you weep, you feel terrible. Maybe a month or two, you're feeling better.
一兩個月之後，可能你就覺得冇乜嘢啦。
But if you lose something that's ultimate, you know what happens?
但係當你冇咗啲嘢對你好重要嘅時候
，you jump off the bridge.
可能你會真係喺個橋嗰度跳咗落去。
You jump off.The roof of the building.
喺個嘅天台嗰度浸跳咗落去。
Did you know people did that in the late 80s when the stock market crashed?
你知唔知道喺80年代好多人因為股票市場冧咗嘅時候，好多人真係走咗去跳樓咧
？You can look it up in the newspapers and the New York Times.
可以睇翻呢個《紐約時報》裏邊講咗好多。
People jumped.And said, "There's nothing else to live for."
Because he felt his life had lost its meaning, so he chose to
kill himself. I knew a of a young man who was no longer young. His name was Tom Emma. He was a great basketball player on Long Island back in the 80s.
我認識一個在80年代在長島打籃球的一個人。
Tom Emmer was so good. He got a whole shoebox of letters from top colleges wanting him to go there for free. Sports scholarship.
打籃球好多地步下,佢有成個盒,成個箱,咁多嗰啲嘅著名嘅大學叫佢去嗰度讀書,打籃球,返學係完全唔使錢。
Tom Emmer was made Manhasset High School famous in basketball.
令到佢自己嗰間嘅母校成為一個出名嘅學校。
He went to Duke University, one of the top schools in the nation.
咁佢去咗喺Duke University嗰度讀書。
He, for at least two of those years, was the starting point guard.
是他曾经是正选.
Tom Emma then excelled in a business in New York City as a sports instructor or, you know, the coach or, you know, phys ed coach. What do you call that? What do you call those things? People that help your trainer, personal trainer. Personal trainer business.
咁佢成為咗呢個嘅個人呢個嘅體能嘅導師，去開咗公司，好成功。
Was very successful at it.
佢做得好好。
But then he got word that his health was poor. Some news got to him that he was not well physically.
咁但係跟住佢收到一個消息，就佢嘅健康開始惡化。
And Tom Emmer couldn't handle it. He jumped. He jumped off the New York Athletic Center, Midtown Manhattan. He jumped off the roof and died.
他接受不到他健康的不好的消息，於是選擇跳樓。
Sadness is the third test.
第三個的考驗就是講到憂愁。
Martin Luther expounded his larger catechism on the first commandment, Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
馬丁路德對於這個第一戒曾經這樣去解釋過。
And the great reformer, Martin Luther, in his exposition of the First Commandment, basically said, if you don't obey the First Commandment, you open the door to disobey all the others.
他講到就話,當你不去跟隨第一戒,當你不跟隨神的時候,其實你就好像打開了一個門口,讓其他的神進入到你的人生裡面。
In other words, it's like playing dominoes, right? You set up the dominoes and... They all fall down.
好似呢個嘅骨牌效應一樣，一塊骨牌跌咗，其他全部跟住跌。
If God is not master in your life, you are very much susceptible to unrighteous anger, uncontrollable fear, deep despondency.
如果你不將神作為你生命的主人的時候，你就會很容易有一些不義的怒氣，亦都有多時候你的恐懼大到一個地步，你不可以控制，亦都變成了你很多時候不單止是憂愁，甚至變成你的憂鬱。
If God is not your master, you'll find it easier to lie, easier to steal, easier to murder.
當神不是你的生命的主宰的時候，你好容易去講大話、去偷嘢，甚至係殺人。
Martin Luther said you don't do anything else wrong unless you first disobey the first commandment.
你想你其他每一樣嘢做得啱嘅時候，你需要做第一樣嘢，又話你要去順從呢個第一戒。
Something is set up as your idol.
第一件事，當你唔做好呢樣嘢嘅時候，你其實就將好多嘅偶像喺你嘅內心裏邊去擺咗出嚟。
And that's the reason for everything that happens in your life.
所以點解今日你嘅人生有咁多唔同嘅事情發生，就因為你喺呢一步第一步冇做好。
Don't underestimate the Apostle Paul's words here. It's the underlying factor in everything.
就係呢個嘅。 保罗在这里讲到这一样东西就是一切的源头。
If you're having an eating disorder, you're offering yourself to the God of thinness.
咁好多時候，如果你有呢個嘅厭食症嘅時候，個原因好簡單，因為你覺得瘦身就係你嘅人生最高、最終極、最重要嘅一樣嘢。
At some deep level, your heart has said, "I have to be thin. I have to be thin."
喺你嘅內心裏邊，其實同你自己講，我一定要纖體，我一定要瘦啊！呢樣嘢最緊要。
Maybe you overwork. Maybe you just are a workaholic.
你好中意去翻工。
And you've made a covenant, and you see, you've offered yourself to the God of achievement, of money, of status.
可能你覺得就話成功嚇、財富、地位就係你最重要一樣嘢。
You've said to yourself, "I have to work this hard. I have to maintain this job."
佢話我一定要啊咁勤力，我一定要有呢一份工。
If you're in a relationship and you know, and everybody knows it's a bad relationship, and you can't give it up, it is.It has you. It's an idol.
或者你喺一個好唔好嘅一個嘅啊嘅關係嘅裏邊，但係你覺得你一定要有呢個關係。
Everyone has told you it's a bad relationship. You can't give it up.
每個人都同你講呢一段嘅關係係唔好嘅，但係你都唔能夠放棄。
Because you made it an idol out of male and female affection.
因為你覺得呢個男女之間嘅愛情就係你人生最終極嘅追求。
Because you just can't imagine life.Without somebody,
你唔可以想象你嘅人生冇咗你嘅另一半。
Paul saying everybody in the world has a spiritual master.
所以保罗话每一个人世界上面嘅每一个人都有佢嘅主人。
No one,
冇人
in the world is free.
冇一个人系可以喺呢一件上边系得到自由。
And you think you're in control.
当你觉得你以为你自己系控制一切嘅时候。
You think you're your own person.
你覺得你係你自己嘅生命嘅主人嘅時候。
But Paul says you're not. You're fooling yourself.
佢話你係自己呃緊自己。
And until you get rid of that illusion,
除非直到你將呢個嘅錯覺拎走咗嘅時候。
You're never going to change.
你永遠都唔會變。
You will never be able to make changes in your life.
你永遠都唔會令到你有呢個改變。
Do you see?Do you see the answer? Do you see the first answer to the question?
你睇唔睇到呢個第一個問題嘅答案喺呢度咧？
When a person says, "If it's all by God's grace, then why do God's will?"
咁如果你話咩都係靠神嘅恩典嘅時候，咁我點會需要去跟隨佢嘅旨意咧？
Right, that's the question Paul's trying to answer. Why not do your will?
點解唔去跟隨你自己嘅旨意咧？
And the Apostle Paul's answer, if you say, why not live any way I want, you are comically, fatally naive about how the human heart works.
因為如果你當你咁樣講嘅時候，其實你係做咗一個好大嘅錯誤。
Because if you're not doing God's will,
當你唔係跟隨神嘅旨意而做嘅時候，
if you've not given your life wholly to Him,
唔係將你嘅生命完全交託俾佢嘅時候，
You're out of control.
你係唔受到任何嘅控制。
Because everyone has a spiritual master.
因為每一個人都有一個屬靈嘅主人。
And there's such a variety. Everyone's spiritual master is different.
每一個人嘅屬靈嘅主宰都唔同。
And so that's why the first step to any kind of real change in your life is to answer that question. Understand yourself, right? Who?Are you obeying?
所以第一個問題就係話要去明白到今日你聽緊邊一個人嘅説話。
And here's the second step. And again, obviously, we're not going to be able to cover all the second and third step this time. We'll be doing it next week. But let me just touch briefly on the second and third steps here.
我係好簡單講下第二、第三步係點。
The second step is realize the depth of the truth that you're united to Jesus Christ.
去明白到喺神嘅與神聯合嗰一個嘅深度喺邊一度。
If you're going to get the resources Christ gives you to change, you have to realize you are united to Jesus Christ.
你係與神一齊聯合。
The heart of the passage of Romans 6-8 is verses 3-5.
喺呢個嘅第三到第五節嗰度講。
Teddy, if you don't mind, if you go back to chapter 6, verses 3-5, just for the sake of time, I'll read just bits and parts of it. You could look it up there on the board, 3-5. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
他说,岂不知我们这受洗归入耶稣基督的人,是受洗归入他的死吗?
And jumping down to verse 5, if we have been united with him in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. Okay, so you've looked again at Romans 6, verses 3 to 5. Who is Paul talking about?
在这个第六章3到5节里面，究竟保罗讲的是哪一个呢?
In the text, who's he talking about?
他讲什么呢?
He's talking about the baptized.
他讲的这个洗礼.
What does that mean?
那究竟是什么意思呢?
It's just his way of saying, I'm talking about the converted, those who are already converted.
他说对于那些已经去悔改的人,
right, because the baptized are the people who have given their lives already to Christ.
受洗的人是那些将自己的生命交了给主的人.
That baptism is sort of like the wedding ring.
好像一个婚姻的戒指.
Right, it's one thing to fall in love with someone, right?
你去代入爱河是一件事.
It's quite another thing to give yourself to that person.
但你去结婚，将自己交给另一个人，是另一回事.
Committed to that person in holy matrimony, right?
在这个婚姻里面彼此的委身.
That's the ring, that's baptism.
这个戒指就是好像这个洗礼一样.
It's like, hey, I love you, but you know, I'm not going to get married. That's what you're saying when you're not baptized, right?
当你不愿意洗礼，就好像等于说，我喜欢你，我爱你，不过呢，我们不会结婚的.
Baptism is the ring, I'm committed.
他说我对你有这个委身在这里.
And when the Apostle Paul talked about baptism, he's not talking about super Christians.
他不是讲那些超级的信徒.
He's talking about everyone.
讲那些很简单的、很普通的平信徒.
Who believes.
去信.
Everyone who has given their life to Christ.
有些人去信了，亦都将佢生命交俾神。
And he's saying, what's true, these people? Verse 5, they're united to Christ.
就是与神去联合的意思.
And that word united, again, is a strange word, a hard word.
亦从另一个字走出来。
It's actually a horticultural word.
是一个好像在讲花园、讲种植上面一个字。
That word union or united means engrafted into the root, horticulture. Engrafted into the root.
好像你去这个种野一样，个根是渗入个泥土里边。
Okay. There's a difference. It's not saying grafted up here, you know, in a branch. Engrafted into the root, horticulture.
就是讲到话你的根是深入在泥土里边去扎根，不是一个树上面一个枝子里边去扎根。
And the metaphor here is, in Romans 6, is he's trying to say, using that horticultural term, united, he's saying our lives have been inserted into the very roots of Jesus' life.
就是讲到你的人生是在神里边去植根。
Teddy, shut up 6:5 again. Romans 6, chapter 5, verse 5. What are we united to? United to Jesus Christ, but what in particular?
他这里讲到,当与神联合的时候,究竟是怎样与神联合呢?
To his past and his future.
不单止是这个的过去,亦都是将来。
In other words, think horticulture.
再想起这个种植园艺那方面,
right, engrafted into the, united to Christ, engrafted into the roots, into Christ.
在神的里面,你是植根。
United to his past and united to his future.
在过去,亦都在将来里面,是植根。
Now I'm going to unpack that next time, but look at what Jesus accomplished his past.
但在这个情形里面,神究竟做了一件什么事出来呢?
Right, just look at his life.
看看他的生命是怎么样呢?
Look at the nobility. the goodness, the greatness, the courage that he did.
看看神他的, 高贵的情操, 看看他做了的事。
I should say that he showed, right? The father looks at the son.
当个父去望他子的时候,
and his heart bursts with delight as he sees God the Son.
当他看到这个, 圣子的时候, 父是充满这个喜乐。
And Romans 6 is saying, everything Jesus Christ has done is now legally yours, the believer.
神他在所耶稣基督所做的事今天在法律上面完全都是归于你。
And in a nutshell, what did Jesus do? He lived the perfect righteous life. He obeyed God perfectly.
他完全听从神的说话，过着这个完美的生活。
Right, the life that we ought to have lived.
过着我们应该本来要去过的生活。
And he dies in our place to pay the penalty of our sins.
他在代替我们而死。
And the determining factor in your relationship with God is no longer your past. God doesn't consider your past anymore.
这个不再是你自己的路。
It's what? Jesus' past, because you're rooted. Rooted.United in Christ.
当我们说我们植根在神的里面的时候，我今天行的路就是神为我们预备行的路。
That's why despite our blemishes, despite our sinfulness, God looks upon you, Christian. And he delights. How can that be? How can that be? He delights in you.
纵然我们有很多的不足，我们有很多的错误，但当神望我们的时候，他望着这个是耶稣基督，所以他在以我们为乐。
That's incredible. Just think of this past week. How many things you've done that you ought not to have done?
你想想过去一个礼拜，究竟你做了几多事情是你是不应该去做的呢？
And think of the things that God demands of you and you left undone.
有没有什么神是 要你去做，但你是做不完的呢？
Yet, this text is saying God delights in you.He sees Christ's past. He loves you.
他说纵然是这样，神去望着的是耶稣基督为你行那条路，那耶稣基督望着你的时候，他是有这个喜乐。
He sees the beauty, the greatness, the glory of Christ in
you. 他看到耶稣基督的荣美。
And he sees you and as being free from condemnation of guilt.
直到今天我们不再被这个的责备，这一切。
He views as if you died on the cross.
他亦都今日睇你啊，神已经为到我哋去代替我哋去死。
He views you as if you, Christian, have paid the penalty for your sin.
佢今日睇你嘅时候，系睇你系一个基督徒，睇你已经付上晒罪嘅呢个嘅代价。
But that's not all. He says you're united to the future of Christ.
佢话你亦都系将来嘅时候与神一同联合。
Because he says you're united in the resurrection.
他说因为你在复活的时候也都与神一起。
He says that certainly. He doesn't say conditionally.
他不是说要看看情况是怎样这样做。
Paul doesn't say, oh, if you really lived a good life, you know, if you came to church every Sunday, you know, then you're united in Jesus' resurrection. He doesn't say that.
他不是说你个个都有，你个礼拜都来崇拜，你个人很好，那我给你了。
He says, you're connected by faith, you're rooted into Jesus Christ. His past is now yours, his future is yours, unconditionally.
当你是在神里面去植根的时候，神所做的一切的事，今天也都是属于你。
Again, we're going to look more of that in detail next time.
那我们在下个礼拜会再讲。
Let me just mention,really quickly about the third step in change is living out daily your new identity.
最后我想略略讲的就是怎样在每一日里面行出一个基督徒的样式。
Again, it's right in the text, verse 6.
在第六节里面。
Romans 6:6.
在罗马书第六章第六节他这样说。
It says there, and I'll just read part of it, we know that our old self was crucified with him,so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
因为知道 我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再作落罪的奴仆。
See what Paul's saying there? Our old person, our old self, that's your former self, your old identity has been crucified. It's past tense.
他说我们的旧人，我们的旧我，都已经是过去了。
It's done. It's perfectly done already.
是什么都已经结束了，过去了。
That old identity has been crucified.
他说我们的旧我已经被钉死。
Right, in the past tense, it's again,That's what he's saying. Your former self is gone.
他说你的旧我已经过去了，走了了。
And that means if you're a Christian, you're not the same. You're not the same person you once were.
当你做了基督徒之后，其实你不再是同样一个人。
You have a new identity. And then he goes on in the latter part of 6 and says, so that, right? Out of this identity, so that the body of sin might be done away with.
所以他说使罪身灭绝。
Now, that doesn't mean your physical body is sinful. Don't get him wrong. He's not saying that.
他不是说你的身体是一个有罪。
What Paul's trying to say is your body also is under the reign of your spiritual masters.
他说你的身体也都属乎于这个属灵的主人。
He's talking about your life, your actions. When he mentions body, physical body, means your life, your actions.
他讲到你的人生，你的行动。
Teddy, slide 8. Paul's using your body as a way of talking about the way you actually live in the world.
他讲到就话你今日系真实嘅喺呢个世上嘅生活。
Right, what you decide, what your actions.Portray.
你今日想有咩嘅欲望？你想做咗啲咩嘅嘢
？And through your new identity in Christ, you have the ability to break the reign of the old spiritual masters.
因为今日你有一个新嘅身份嘅时候，所以你有呢个嘅能力系将呢个旧我嗰度走出嚟。
But then notice verse 11.
第十一节佢咁话
：You live out your identity daily, but it doesn't.Happen automatically.
但佢话呢样嘢唔系自自动动会系发生。
Right, verse 11. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin.
佢话要当自己喺罪里边系死咗嘅。
Right, it says you are dead to sin. You are alive to God.
但喺神嘅面前，你系活嘅。
That means you have to treat yourself as dead, dead to sin.
所以今日要睇自己喺罪里边已经系死咗。
You treat yourself as if you're alive with Christ。
系喺神嘅里边，基督嘅里面，你系活生生嘅一个人。
That means you have to remind yourself who you truly are。
去提翻俾自己听，究竟你系边一个？
And that's why verse 12 says, Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires.
所以他说不要容让罪在你们必死的身上作王使你们顺从身子的私欲。
And that simply means on the one hand, if you're not changing in the ways you need to change, you don't lack any of the resources to change.
他说你没有任何的缺乏想要有什么的改变。
You already have them. If you're a Christian, you already have the power to change.
如果你呢个基督徒嘅时候，你有一切嘅能力去改变。
You have everything you need.
你咩嘢都有晒啦。
But on the other hand,
但另一方面
，you have to deploy it. You have to. It doesn't happen automatically. You have to deploy it.
但另一方面，你要去努力你去寻求。
And if you ever fail to live as you should, if you ever fail to change, you're not remembering your identity. You're not remembering who you really are.
咁今日你有冇去真去谂翻起你嘅身份，谂翻你究竟系边一个咧
？See, that's the key. You've forgotten who you are.
好多时候我都唔记咗我哋自己究竟系边一个。
But I'm out of time, and so you'll have to come back next week.
咁你想知道後回分解嘅最好你下個禮拜喺度啦。
To find out how, as you're united to Christ, to live out that new identity daily.
咩叫做去與神去聯合？咩叫做喺神裏邊一個新嘅身份咧
？Father, we thank you for your word.
主啊，我感謝你嘅話語。
And we thank you how clear the Apostle Paul paints the Christian life in Romans 6 to 8.
我哋谂翻起呢个罗马书啊，呢、这个第六章六诶、啊、第六章到第八章讲到基督徒嘅生活系点样样。
Oh Lord, help us all to realize what perfect freedom means.
咩叫做真嘅自由
？We're united to Jesus Christ.
我哋与神去联合。
We now have a new identity.
一个新嘅身份。
We have all the power of the resurrection.
我有呢个嘅新，有呢个嘅啊复活之后嘅能力
，to change our lives，
去改变我哋嘅生命。
Help us, Lord, to deploy that for you。
让我哋今日去喺寻求你
，and we'll be the better for it。
我哋可以更加做好啲
，as we seek to honor and glorify your name。
我哋去荣耀你嘅名。
We'll be more human as we live out the Christian life.
当我哋做一个基督徒嘅时候，我哋嘅人性能够得到圆满。
Help us, Lord. Help us to know that this is the path we need to go.
你让我哋去知道呢个系我哋要行嘅路。
For we ask that in the name of Jesus.
我系奉主耶稣基督名求。Amen.